Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being exploited post-mortem.
Oh, yeah, I should say so.
So we're better than that.
You know, we were having a little bit of a technical
issue. Well, let me get through the intro.
Okay.
The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pan, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you're listening on one of our affiliates, simply open up a new window on your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Joe should be here shortly. Yes, as Pip was talking about, we had a little bit of a throwback.
Cluster F!
Yeah, we went a little old school with our show. And,
yes, we did.
We're trying to master technical difficulties that were on our end for a change. It's been a while.
Yes. But I'm glad that between you and our pal Donnie hitting it over the head with a sledgehammer, we got everything back on track.
Yes. Now, the only disappointing thing is I've unhooked the printer in the house. So I must remember to tell the wife tomorrow. Or tonight, to hook up the printer again.
Okay, I'll remind you.
But I can't do it during the show because I'm actually using that cable for this show.
I know. Well, that seemed to work.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think it was the cable. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
But things are working, so if you were listening live and you're waiting for us, thank you. We weren't too late, but thank you guys for hanging out. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you for your patience. And, you know, it was funny why I started to laugh when you were saying hello. It's because you get so flustered from the tech issues that usually you're like, good evening, everybody. And you're like, good evening.
Oh, what?
Yeah, you were so low energy.
I started laughing.
You're like, good evening.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
You sounded like Monday all over again. Fuck.
I thought I was actually being like zen-like, you know, like calm as opposed to, you know, like, you know, because in the past like, we've had these tech issues and I compared it to like rape. But not like the good type of rape, which is just a terrible comparison. In the past, the tech has sent me into fits of rage.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? You were very calm.
I think it's because it's been a while.
Yes. Yes. It wasn't like an every week extravaganza.
Yeah.
But you sounded so down when you, good evening, everybody. Like, okay, kill me now.
Well, I mean, listen, all things considered.
Yes.
5 minutes late, not a big deal.
No, we've had some real whoopee winners in the tech issues.
And the fact that my phone isn't blowing up or the chat isn't blowing up with, it's staticky, it's this, it's that, the other, I'll take it as a victory. Because even last week, we had distortion on the music, which I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
It was loud, so I think I got the levels properly and everything.
Good, good.
Well,
because
I hope so.
Once in a while, I come back from the break and I see the chat blowing up. This sucks! You know.
From what?
From the distortion, from the music.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, yeah, I told you about it.
That was last week.
Last week.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Every so often it was last week.
Well, we have two breaks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it was comedy and music. Yeah, no, I think we're fine. I don't think was the intro too loud? I don't think the intro was too loud.
No, it sounded mellow.
I think I got to think. No, not my intro. I meant the music intro.
The music intro sounded mellow.
Yeah, I think we got everything going. So we got a good show for you tonight. We're going to discuss a Halloween attraction that focuses on the murders by a serial killer.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So we'll discuss that. Of course, as always, we'll see what hijinks Ann Jackson scammers are up to.
Yes.
Always got a good game that they're running around poor Ann.
Start thinking about how many Mr. Davins you want to bet this week already.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as we were told last week, Belinda has put me on the clock.
Yeah.
The rent is due.
Yeah, so, I know.
So we'll see what I can do to, I don't know, get her bills paid and just keep the magic alive.
We're up to a new modern version of "You must pay the rent." I can't pay the rent. Oh, this was an old thing. I don't even know where it actually originates from, but it was just like something that people would say. Like you pretend to have a snidely whiplash kind of mustache,
right?
You have your evil mustache. You must pay the rent.
You mean the one I have now?
No, you don't. You don't have that little, like, bendy circles on the sides of your...
I could.
You could. Actually, with enough mustache wax, anybody can.
Mm.
I've been working on mine for a while. Yes. How's it look in this light?
It looks good.
Thank you.
Because you don't use it on the bikini area, so you might as well use it on your mustache.
Yes. Well, you know, it's not the kind of wax to take it away. It's the kind of wax to make it stand up the way you like it.
Ah.
Yes, like in those little curlicues. Oh,
well, it's good that we're going to you for mustache information.
Yes.
It's almost Movember.
Ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Sure. Sure they do. Ay, ay, ay.
I am kind of a freak, though, in that respect, because you know, every woman has got, you know, how am I going to pluck the various parts of my body and face where hairs are growing where they should not?
I thought that was only Italians.
No. After 40.
But you're Irish, so like.
After 40, every woman is plucking and waxing and and threading or whatever.
Threading?
I don't even know what that means.
You mean with the eyebrows?
Yeah. No. I know people do that, and I don't know how they do that.
You women are, you know, let's be honest. After 35, you're all repulsive. They just are. The expiration date.
I must be the friggin' crib keeper.
you're just horrible. I don't even know if you're human beings.
Like curdled milk.
I don't even know why we keep you around. Oh, because you're better earners.
Wow.
You're better earners after 35. So that's what it is. You're just like, you guys are like snuffleupagus. You just got
Opened.
Yeah. Just got like, the eyelashes are the one thing that starts to do better. They're thick like Snuffy, but unfortunately you're hairy all over. It's really a Shonda.
It really is pretty bad.
Yes. Yeah. I don't even know how, you know, it's out of the generosity of our good hearts and your holes that we let you live in our houses.
And your holes.
Well, you have those.
Jesus. Yes, I do. I know.
Yes, I do. I'm Pip Helix, and I have holes.
I do. As a matter of fact, I have kind of a really kind of disgusting relationship with the people in my local deli, if I come to think of it. But we joke around. We make dirty jokes, and, you know,
I just wanted a turkey sandwich.
Yeah. But, I mean, some of the guys, like the owner guys, are cool, and they know how to, like make dirty jokes or like pretend to flirt in the right way without crossing the line. Some of the guys that they get to work there, they go, "Oh, look, she likes to joke around," and they cross the line in a big way.
You know, listen, you're
it's hard to pull it back. Then
you're trying to order a ham and cheese. Next thing you know, there's a sausage in your buns. Hey guys, you're going a little too far. Yo.
Well, I don't mean touching. I don't mean touching. Oh. The things they say, like there was a guy that used to work there. Thank God he's not there anymore, but. He was starting to make comments about, like, if I was like, "Oh, I don't know what kind of sandwich I want today," he'd start to make comments about roast beef.
Oh.
Like, gross roast beef references.
Oh.
Yeah. And just this one today, who gets to be a little bit much, and I have to, like, slap him and put it back in the ring.
Slap him with your roast beef?
Yeah.
Is it thin cut?
He wishes.
Is it thin cut? Or is it meaty roast beef? Is it raw and bloody?
Meaty!
Is it raw and bloody? Or
I'm not talking about my roast beef on the
air. You're the one who brought it up.
I know, but
I most certainly did not.
I meant in the cold cut area, but this guy was going for something else.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Who does that?
Us.
Not me.
Yeah, but not when I'm talking. You don't. Not when we're talking about food, dude. I don't want disgusting references when I'm ordering food, because then I have to eat that food, and I don't want to be thinking about meat curtains.
You're a little lesbian when you have your roast beef, aren't you?
No. Yes.
Could I have the roast beef and tuna sandwich? We don't have that on your menu. Make it!
No. I just want a big tongue sandwich, please.
That would be good. A little roast beef and tongue sandwich. Now we can have I bet those are at Goldberg's, and they're delicious.
And as Tom said, a little either a sausage or a Fisher.
Tom doing the callback.
Yes, he is. But today, Mr. Like, that was a guy that used to work there, and he's not there anymore, so I don't have to listen to that filth mouth. But there's another guy that he just doesn't get it. It's like there's a way to joke, and it's all fun, funny, haha. Don't ask me if I want the special mayonnaise on my sandwich. Don't fucking ask me
that. Special mayonnaise?
Yes. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, Joe, we won't introduce you. You just chime in with special mayonnaise.
That's the way you
introduce. What do you think, I'm on Happy Days? Hey, here comes the Fonz. Hey, Cunningham.
All right, calm down. Relax.
And you're...
It's like all hyped up, ready to go.
No, I'm not. It's like,
and your catchphrase is special mayonnaise.
We welcome Joe into the show because you were here.
Yes.
We're having a conversation. Joe hears special mayonnaise. Like, I can contribute here.
Oh, I sat down. It's time to go to work. I'm on the way. I got stuck in traffic.
Don't worry. So the show is running late too.
Yes, it was.
We just started a few minutes ago.
The it was callback evening.
The equipment was all like you. It was not ready to go at the normal start time. So
he was waiting on me. We can't start till Joey gets here. cheap.
Yes, that's what it was.
The equipment sound like Sharky. All right, anyway.
All right. So
all apps sound like Sharky.
So the obvious special mayonnaise reference.
Yeah, really kind of gross. So, I mean, I was saying just before you walked in, Joe, that, you know, I have, like, repartee and, like, joking and kind of, like, dirty joke thing with the guys at the deli that I go to. And the owner guys and most of the
deli guy?
Yes. Yes. I mean, whatever you're going to serve me, I have to eat this crap now. And it's like, no, I was ordering an egg sandwich. And he's like, you want the special mayonnaise? Ketchup. Just friggin' ketchup.
Do you want your eggs fertilized or scrambled?
That's funny.
Do you believe this? Do you want the special hollandaise? Not that they would know what that is. But I'm like, Jesus, don't stop. You missed the other guy that worked there previously that used to make jokes about roast beef.
Yeah, we're not going to rehash that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I wanted to see his reaction.
Thank God you're here, Joe. I don't know what we would have done without you. Drink your Diet Mountain Dew, stupid.
Trucker Tom says, Pip gets wet ordering an Arby's sandwich, perspiring with anticipation. Extra horsey sauce, please.
Okay, everybody's having a rough night.
Everybody.
I don't understand why everything in the chat room she feels the need to read. I after all these years of doing this.
I thought that was funny.
I did that, yeah. Don't judge, but go with what we would think is funny.
You know what? Don't know how to do that.
No,
obviously.
You don't.
No.
But it's good. You know, Trucker Tom saw that you were going to be in the barrel soon. He's like, you know what? Let me put myself in.
No, he threw me a little pillow. Thanks, Tom.
You know what? I kind of was rooting out him with the first couple minutes of the show. Is it? We should have let the static play.
Oh, it's static again, huh?
Yeah, we had an issue. We fixed it. 45 minutes. I missed a phone call to somebody. I had a call. I took apart the computer over there. There was issues, but we're running now.
All right.
Yeah, so you just would have been in the way. So
we're fine. Yeah, you would just be sitting there twiddling your thumbs going, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, trying to stay out of my way. So you missed nothing.
Yeah.
All right. So, past Sunday, I went to an unveiling. You guys know what an unveiling is?
Yeah, that's a year after somebody dies, you unveil the
tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of the word.
Ta-da!
The plaque, whatever.
Yeah, they hire a magician, Joe. The corpse rises, does a little tap dance. Bet you didn't think you'd see me again.
Oh, God!
I'd rather be all ready. I'm ready, buddy. Misha, you ready? Estelle, you ready? And ta-da!
They would be fun then.
Yeah, that actually would.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
So it's 9:30 in the morning in New Jersey,
right?
So it's a little chilly. It was chilly this past Sunday morning in the
East Coast.
Yeah, it was.
So this is what I wear. I'm wearing black jeans, the distressed dress shoes I wear for comedy. You guys have seen them,
mm-hmm.
The gray ones and everything.
The ones that are worn out, yeah.
But they're not worn out, but that's the style. They're distressed. That's what they call distressed, like an audience during your set. Distressed.
Or worn out.
Yes, Joe. For you non-fashion plate type. Yes. Worn out.
That's what he says,
but that's what they're called. That's what it's called. It's called it's a distressed look. That's
okay.
You should send a distressed.
How do you not know that? You're the girl here. You should know that.
You know what?
I don't. She never heard that before. She just knows worn out.
No. I know distressed clothes.
Like roast beef. Anyway, I'll move on. Worn out.
Worn out roast beef.
All right. So I got my black leather Perry Ellis jacket on.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
You guys have seen that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a dressy leather jacket and
it's
everything.
Nice.
It's not like the Fonz or something like that or Dice Clay.
It's not like a biker jacket.
No, it's a going out leather jacket.
Yes.
Now, I'm not...
putting out like a coming out leather jacket.
As I sashayed by the tombstone, Joe. Sorry.
Hello!
It's about me!
It's the unveiling, the unveiling. Let's find out who's dead. It's the unveiling, the unveiling. I forgot. I can't find your eye in this one.
That's my... And this is my
all
show.
All of a sudden, I'm very intrigued to see this play that you've been writing for 5 years. Because if that's
five
what you...
bullshit, 9 years.
I said 5 years.
Oh, five. No, it's actually longer.
Oh, wow. That's sadder.
Well, it was in a musical form for 5 years.
Yeah, well, now, after hearing that little ditty, I can't wait to hear Rogers. Your take on Rogers and Hammerstein, stupid.
This is why Joe is not a Jim.
No, but it was funny.
Since Joe's not a Jim.
Yeah, well, there's a lot.
Number one.
We're the chosen people. We don't choose him.
Right. You can't be a Jew.
Yeah, exactly. You can't be a Jew.
You can't be a Jew. You remain a Gentile.
Yes. A Goyim. Oh, boy, it's the Goyim.
Oh, boy.
Tom says, damn it, Joe, I almost shot sauerkraut out of my nose.
He was just going down on a German chick. Yeah. That's right.
And what is the show that you listen to, Tom?
Savage Den.
Can you imagine somebody's going down on a chick listening to this awful thing? Laughs, bites her clit. All of a sudden, we're like a third world nation, and we get blamed for that.
Yeah, there you go.
And Joe goes, "What did you bite? I don't understand." All right. So anyway, there's a reason why I'm describing what I'm wearing. There's a reason. It's not because most of my stories don't start with what I'm wearing.
No, yeah, no. I was like, so was there a red carpet?
All right. So I got, because it's first thing in the morning, so I don't have time to take a shower. It was late night. I was working with Joe the night before, which we'll cover and everything. And my hair, you can see, is really long. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be chilly. So I'm not going to it's a Jewish thing. So yeah, they would want me to have my head covered.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear a yarmurke. It's windy. It's going to blow off. Who wants that? I don't have bobby pins. And I don't like wearing yarmulkes anyway. Don't want to wear a baseball cap. So I throw on a knit white devil's hat. It's a nice hat.
Okay.
For an unfailing.
It's a hat.
Devil's hat.
I didn't think of it like that.
What's the matter? Your Nazi helmet was in the shop?
You didn't let me finish telling you what else I was wearing.
I'm very afraid now.
No. As I goose-stepped over by the grave, Joe.
And you omitted the shirt, by the way.
Well, I had the coat on. I had a dress shirt on.
Oh, okay.
I had a dress shirt. On, and I had my sunglasses. It's, okay. It's outside. It's daylight.
Yeah.
It's a funeral. People, not a funeral. It's an unveiling. People generally wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
No.
I leave the house. I look pretty good.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy with this.
Yeah.
First thing in the morning, It's a look.
It's a look.
Everything's a look. So there's this guy who I've known since I was a very small child from Temple, and I used to go to Temple with my dad. His name was Nat. He's like, you know those people that, like, when you're a little kid, they pinch your cheeks too hard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those people?
Yes.
That was this guy.
Oh, God.
That's what he would do. He just, like, grabs a little kid. It's like, hello?
Did he grab your cheeks that day?
No. But I'm saying, but that's how I remember him doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do that to
a
child?
Why do you do that?
You're adorable. You're cute. You're irresistible.
Yeah, but they hurt.
Yeah, you don't try to rip their face apart, Joe.
No, you're just so irresistible. You just got to pinch so hard.
All right, it's a child, not lunch.
And let me tell you, I'm not defending. I mean, that's a Jewish man's pinch. You got to see an old Italian lady grab. Those old Italian women will grab you like a Kodiak bear. And you're like trying to hold on. I'm going to cross my temper. All right, let me go. Oh, bambino. Like, get off of me.
They're hairy moles rubbing up against your cheek. It's very uncomfortable. Yeah. All right. So,
thread that.
So, I was friends with one of his sons who was a little bit older than me. And the oldest son... actually taught me how to read from the Torah for my bar mitzvah.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I know the family. I've known the family for years. So the eldest son who taught me, Michael, is very close with my cousin Larry, whose mother we are there to see the aunt.
Oh, I see.
So that's the relationship.
Okay.
So my aunt, the unveiling for my aunt, Larry's mother.
Okay.
That's who we're there to see. So anyway, the rabbi saying some prayers, graveside. Rabbi saying, some prayers in Hebrew and saying some nice things. I'm looking down with my head bowed.
Right.
I'm not looking straight. I'm just looking down.
Devil's hat.
That has nothing to do with anything.
I'm just describing. You had your devil's hat on. Right?
I didn't take it off, Joe. I was outside. It was chilly.
Okie dokie.
Thank you for adding so much.
Right.
So I'm looking, head bowed is generally the way you're going to be at these type of things, no?
I understand, but why I ask that, it's like your head is bowed with a devil's hat.
It's a New Jersey, it's a sports team, not Satan, stupid.
Yeah, right, okay.
So you ever have like those moments where you feel like somebody's checking you out?
Yes.
Like you feel like
you feel eyeballs on you.
Yeah, you're like looking you up and down and everything.
So, all the time.
Well, of course, you're a sexy bitch.
And he said that to Joe.
So that's the feeling I'm getting from yes. That's the feeling I'm getting from Nat. So now the rabbi's saying, like, I feel like he's looking me up and down.
Who, the rabbi or Matt?
The rabbi's saying nice things about my aunt now.
The
cheek pincher is looking me up and down.
Now, how old's the
cheek
pincher? The
cheek pincher. Really, you racist
douche? Wow. It's right below the surface.
You know what? It's hard to say cheek pincher.
There it is again. You're a racist douche.
He's talking about Gates.
The cheek pincher, because he's got to be for the evening eye. He just comes out cheek. Sorry.
What a racist you are.
I'm not a Chinese person in the whole story. I'm not being racist.
Well, now there is.
No, but how old?
Who's pinching these chinks?
How old?
What about the Japs over there? There's a goop behind the headstone.
Oh, no.
Why did you do this, Joe?
I didn't do
you
it.
You did.
Pinching Orientals all over
it's
the place.
It's real nippy outside, isn't it, Joe? You racist douche.
The cheek pincher. How old is he now?
70s?
Okay. So he's giving you the up and down.
Yeah, he's giving me the up and down. And I kind of feel this. So I hear him go to me, Is that who I think it is?
Uh-oh, here comes the phone.
Here comes the hand to pinch.
Is that who I think it is? So I go, depends on who you think it is.
Nice. Now he knows it's you, smart ass. Cheek pinch.
No, but yeah, I mean, you know, what do you say to something like that?
That was the perfect answer.
It's a weird thing. We're at an unveiling. The rabbi's doing his thing. This is a solemn moment and everything. Is this really the time to start, you know?
You come here often?
Yeah, really.
You
pinch
money,
a lot of chinks?
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yes.
It's weird, but I say in a very low voice. Cool, I think.
Yeah.
Depends who you think it is.
Yes.
You know? And, But I'm surprised by this, but I remain calm in a low voice. And then he says something to the effect, like, dressing like that at a cemetery.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Girl! Says,
No.
So what do you think I did?
I don't know.
Joe?
I can't imagine.
I'm sure you can imagine.
No, but you snapped at me when I mentioned you wearing a hat and this, that, and the other thing.
Well, there was a reason why I said it. Well, there's a reason why I set the wardrobe.
Of course.
I had to paint the picture for the story and everything.
Because there was a step and repeat in front of the unveiling.
There was a what?
You know, when people go to those events, they have those backdrops with all the promotional people in the back. It's called a step and repeat, where you get your picture taken.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's what it is?
Yes.
That's called a red carpet moment. Okay.
I got my picture in front of one of them.
Yeah, we know, Joe. You were very happy. You and McClinton for that 30 seconds was great. That was the time. We're very happy for you. Listen to the old shows when Joe thought McClinton was going to be the big thing. It's hilarious now. But I digress.
Wait, suddenly
Joe's quiet.
So, wait, I'm wondering, what did you do? I'm like, did you throw down your hat and, like, you know, like, put up your fisticuffs? I mean, it's in the middle of a solemn moment. What could you do?
Well, I mean, let's address a couple things before I say what I did. There's no dress code in a cemetery.
No.
There's no dress code. I'm not in a miniskirt or ripped jeans.
Right.
You know what I'm
talking about? Well, you're not looking trashy.
No, I'm not looking trashy.
But just for a ceremony like that, shouldn't you... I don't know. I don't think wearing a devil's hat to a ceremony like that is proper.
Well, my dad was wearing a baseball cap.
Your dad was wearing a baseball
cap? My dad was wearing a baseball cap.
Okay.
And my hair's really... my hair is really long right now. I didn't have...
But what is that...
But like I'm saying,
why
like,
is that relevant?
Well, because the cap covered up all my hair.
Oh, okay.
You know, it goes down in the back and everything. Where if I wore like a baseball cap, I'd have all the curls in the back because the back of my hair is really curly.
Yeah,
right?
I
need a haircut, and it's just too wild to like if I'm not going to shower and everything because I had a late night the night before with Joe and everything.
Yeah.
Hold on, did you say late night shower?
No.
I had a late night shower with Joe.
A long time, but I don't know if I misunderstood. Like, you had a watch.
Pinched a couple of chinks, called it a night, watched each other's back.
Where did you guys go again?
That's what I'm hearing. Oh, you had a what?
Joe's just hearing things he wants to hear at this point.
Waxing each other's backs, you know, a guy's night.
Right. I'm not wearing the Screw the Jews t-shirt.
Oh, good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm dressed for the weather because it is cold.
Yeah, he's been a little bit... persnickety. I mean, was he saying that you weren't wearing a yarmulke? What was the issue?
I don't know. But I'm dressed for the weather. I know, like Joe called a look. It's a stylish way.
Yeah.
But I've always done my own thing.
Yeah.
Not that I don't try to be a fashion plate, but I mean, I'm really compared to you.
I'm a fashion bowl.
What?
Fashion bowl.
No, I heard. I just don't understand.
Instead of a fashion plate, you're a fashion bowl. I got it.
Joe, don't you have another plumbing sweatshirt to model for us?
I never claimed I'll be on the cover of GQ.
Yeah, you're not even going to be on the cover of...
I never said I have my own look. I go out with my own look.
I'm not jumping into this because I know what I look like when I roll in here.
No, but I don't worry about fashion, but I wear what I want to wear.
Yeah.
You know what
but it doesn't sound like you look disrespectful.
No, I wasn't disrespectful.
No.
Completely covered in everything.
What you explained, it sounds like it was fine. Was he upset that it wasn't a yarmulke, though? I mean, I'm not really sure.
Well, judging by the way he looked me up and down,
yeah.
I think he was upset with the whole ensemble.
The whole ensemble.
Slacks and a winter coat type thing.
All right.
And, like, yellow glasses because he's old.
Okay.
Because, you know, when you get oil.
Yeah,
he had a hat. Like, what are the flat hats, I want to say?
Oh, okay. Like a fedora?
No, like one of those
from the 20s.
Yeah, like those.
Oh, you mean those cabbie caps?
Yeah, something like that.
Like one of those plaid things that's just got a little brim and it's
one of those. It wasn't plaid, but yeah, one of those type of things.
Yeah.
But
so what's his fucking problem?
Atta girl. There's my Pip Helix. Joe, you can be late again. We're doing a show now.
No, really. I'm picturing. See, Mr. Helix dress is very similar to Lee to what you're describing. Mm-hmm. I can see him showing up in exactly what you're describing. And it's like, what's your fucking problem, old man? Come here, I'll pinch your fucking cheeks.
Boy, that cap really set you off the edge.
No!
Boy,
it's a red flag.
You're on a warpath.
Well, let's consider this, though. We're at a cemetery.
Yeah.
It's not like the deceased are going to complain.
No.
They don't. That's who we're here to visit. And if they do have a complaint, we'll take it up at Halloween. It's right around the corner. You know, if there's a complaint, I'll talk to them about it then with the dead.
Yeah.
And everything.
You'll find out soon enough.
What's somebody say they're visiting the cemetery? Hi, I saw you at home.
I left my card.
Now, at the funeral, I wore a suit. I wore, you know, a navy pinstriped suit.
Right.
The wedding dress shoes type of thing, funeral dress shoes and everything. This isn't a wedding. But this isn't a funeral.
This is standing out in the cold for like in 20, a field.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes.
No.
That's what we're not in a house of worship.
No,
or anything
so
like
that. So basically you stop it in to do the unveiling. The rabbi says some words. Everybody talks. Maybe get coffee. You go home.
No, there's no coffee. There's no coffee.
You don't even do a repast kind of thing?
No, there's nothing.
You just go home?
So it's just a quick thing. You stop by the unveil it. And this is not like just a single family thing. This is pretty much the way it goes in a lot of Jewish households.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct? Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
it's, like, it's a fun thing. It's not just like
it's not
peculiar
thing,
to them.
You show up, poof.
You show up to pay your respects.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's almost like a regular cemetery visit, but this time they have
But this time you brought friends.
There's a show.
Yeah. You know, you have the rabbi there saying a few prayers, the mourners. So my cousin said a prayer and everything, called the mourner's cottage.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm getting more educated on this, now I'm starting to see your point on this.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if it was a ceremony, like a ceremony, like almost like a funeral service, I'm like, what are you doing? But if you're just stopping there for 10 minutes for them to unveil it, say a couple of prayers and everybody just scrams.
That's what it is.
So what's the big deal?
That's what it is. That's what I'm saying. Third of all, I'm thinking in my head, this was going, let's see, what's worse? Dressing inappropriate, if I was, which I wasn't.
Okay.
Or being a douche.
In the middle of the service.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Hands down, douche.
When are you
going to
take my lunch?
Well, you just got to sit there and let the guy, you know, say what he has to say and not say anything back.
That's what you would have done.
Yeah.
So, I had all these thoughts in my head. I did what Joe said. I didn't say anything.
Yes.
You can't say anything.
Not at that moment. You can't.
It's not, you know, you're not on stage all the time.
It's not your moment.
Not everything's on stage. I mean, you're at a, you gotta sit there and go, you know.
Now, if there had been, or what we call, you know, you go after the funeral, you go and eat, and they call it a repast. If it had been at the repast, motherfucker's going to hear some words over the potato salad, but not during the service.
Yeah, you just, you know.
Well, because if you do go about it during the service, now it's no longer about the deceased. It's about the sideshow.
Yes, yeah. Right.
But here's the thing. I'm finding as I get older. What are you looking at?
Oh, I thought she was drinking urine. I'm like,
it's apple juice.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you brought like a sample from home. You're going to stop off at the doctor on the way back.
Hold on. Is that what you really thought? No, you don't try to be funny. You didn't really think she
Did
was being
Did you really think I was going to chug pee?
Again?
Again? Today?
It's the fat or shelling.
Drink it.
Hey, what do you want? To splash her on her tits and film it?
It smells like apple juice. Oh. I'm trying to splash on myself.
For God's sakes, Joe. Really, you are very easily distracted.
I'm very tired.
It's stupid. Don't forget stupid.
Would you feel better if it was in a juice box?
It is in a juice box. It's a Tropicana juice box.
Boy, stupid.
It is.
Well, no, the juice box is those little boxes with the little sippy straws. This is a...
And then Joe said, what are you, sucking an elf's cock? I don't understand. Joe would be confused.
It looks like a urine sample.
No, it looks like
what
apple
is that?
Juice.
You know what? Between you and Mr. Mayonnaise this morning, I'm just like done.
Yeah, I bet you are. You've had a lot on you.
It's been Pukaki surprise all day.
Anyway, getting back to the story at hand. So I actually did.
Brave man.
I actually did what Joe suggested, which a lot of people would not think is in my personality, especially anybody who's seen
in
me.
In that situation, it's anybody's personality.
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. I think there are people. I think if I was younger, I might have said something. I think if I was younger, but as I get older, I find you take away the power from douchebags if you don't acknowledge them. Because clearly,
yes.
If you say something like that, you're trying to get some type of reaction.
Yeah.
You're trying to feel important and superior.
Yeah, pushing buttons.
Exactly. But if I don't entertain your stupidity, I've nullified you.
You know what? It's a great... No, that is a great response, because one of my friends told me that her technique for dealing with somebody who says something wildly inappropriate, she called it the non-responder. She would just stop, stare at them. I'm going to look at Joe. Just stare at them. And then look away. Like, you don't even deserve words for that.
That's what my mother used to give dirty looks to people. And she would teach me how to give a really good dirty look.
Yeah.
And I go, that speaks volumes. She goes, you're damn right it does.
It does.
But don't look angry. Just look like...
Yeah, she goes, you look down and you look up slowly.
Oh,
like you're the biggest piece of garbage on earth.
Because you know what you're doing with that. Like I didn't even give that. I didn't even give that because that's still a response,
right?
If you just ignore them,
oh, that drives me crazy.
You've made them irrelevant.
Yes,
you've taken.
Yes.
Oh, this is your opinion. You don't even register in my world.
Yeah,
and that drives them even more nuts.
Well, Lisa says, good for you taking the high road, Davin.
Well, it happened again this weekend. We went to my sister-in-law's to celebrate my daughter and my nephew's birthday.
Oh, nice.
So we're hanging out, and the father-in-law says something. He's a good guy. I like the father-in-law a lot. But he says something, yeah, hard, like supporting, like trying to earn a living doing comedy. Like, it was like a zinger.
Owie.
It was like a zinger.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen, I've been supporting myself doing, I've been, you know, earning, being, comedy's my full-time job.
Yeah.
For many years.
Yeah.
But as I've talked about on this show, I'm a little bit more sensitive about it now because I'm not working like I did because I've sacrificed a lot to do this.
Right.
And everything. So I'm not as, it's not confident. I'm not as pleased with where I am
right.
in my career. I'm not bitter or anything.
Right, but it's still kind of a shot.
It is.
That
it
was
is.
A shot.
It is. And I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And he was like disappointed. He's like, oh, I was really expecting you to give it back.
With what?
I don't know. I go.
You and your retirement earnings are below the, you know, I mean.
Well, I my thing is never give people what they expect.
Right.
Hold on. And he said, I really expect you to give it back.
Like I'm going
to
zing
so
it back.
So you want me to insult me about what I do for a living, and then you're doing it because you're respecting a response. I would have grabbed the crowbar and welded him in a fucking ankle and said, how do you like that? Was that what you were expecting, stupid?
Well, you probably wouldn't be invited to other family events.
I wouldn't want to go to them. You'll never come here again. Oh, it's too late to make up.
He was kidding, but I was thinking, what do you say? And you can't go after your father. Joe's busted, me and Joe will go back at each other.
Yeah.
But it's two peers. It's viciousness.
Yes.
We know what it is. We're on the same level.
Think about two lions playing.
Yes.
Lions, and they're swatting, they're clawing each other, not hurting each other, but they're gearing up when they have to go for the zebra.
Yeah.
Like when we do it. You know, so it's like, yeah, we go for, I mean, we rip each other apart. We don't mean it that way.
No, I know.
I can't think of anything that I would have said that would have been appropriate and not a complete dick.
Yeah, no, there was nothing to say there.
Yeah, so, you know, I just said, you know what, I'll get you when you least expect it.
There you go.
That's what I said. You know, I'm not going to do what you expect. I'll get you when you least expect it.
Nice.
And he seemed to like that. But it's weird. Like, these people have this impression of, like, if you see me on stage, last night I did a corporate event and they wanted me to bust balls for 40 minutes. That's what they wanted.
Yeah.
That's what I did. So I went around the room for this corporate event and busted balls.
Yeah.
But I don't, we're not like that all the time.
No.
You can't be
you
like
can't
that.
Be
no.
like that all the time.
Who lives like that?
Apparently, people think we do.
Yeah. And the thing about comics is, like, if I go to a party, like a dinner or something like that, I'm very quiet. I sit in the corner. I don't talk to people. I keep to myself. And people go, "Well, you're a comic, yeah, but that's the way we all are." If I'm not doing a show, I'm very quiet. I'm very reserved. Like, I don't like to be the center of attention.
Which is weird
for a person whose job is to be the center of
attention. No, it's not.
When a senior citizen rips you.
Yeah.
You real There's no otherwise you're a complete dick.
You yes, you're at a distinct disadvantage.
Yeah, I mean, you just go, okay, whatever.
Look, if a six-year-old girl tries to tackle you, what are you going to do? You're going to take
you
her
knock
down?
Her on her ass!
I drive her to the compound and say, hey, 6 years, you're going to have a boyfriend.
And here, after that, hit the bricks, Nana.
Yeah, once you hit the teens, there's no use for you, Grandma.
You can train her to... Grandma.
Grandma.
It was all fun and games till you got held up in this gun palace, wasn't it?
Yeah. All fun till you turned 18.
Big A? Who's Big A? You'll find out.
You walk through the door. Goodbye.
Don't worry, Uncle Joe will be coming by to visit you every weekend.
Funny. You get a parting gift. Like the money hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, a parting gift.
Joe, just check on you, make sure you're still okay. You know? He's not a creep like some of them over there.
Things are really going fine, apparently.
Listen, sweetheart, let me just give you a word of advice. Joe's a good guy, but don't fall asleep.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
mayonnaise in this show.
Oh.
So, all right. So, back to the unveiling. So, I don't say anything.
Right.
So, my dad, I guess, hears this. And he's to my left a couple of people over.
Yep.
So, I guess it was loud enough for other people to hear.
Oh, boy.
He goes, pay no attention to him. He's off his rocker.
That's what he says out loud?
He whispers in my ear.
Oh, he
it.
Says
and
that.
And this guy, okay. Ned, is a little nuts.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, I just, you know, kind of chuckled.
Yeah.
And I think, so, but it's still, it's annoying.
But you want to know something? Stop right there. Your father is Orthodox.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So if you're...
As is Nat.
Now, all right. But here's the deal. All right. Your father's Orthodox, and it's your father. An Orthodox person and your father. The man who will stop nothing to bust your balls.
Yeah.
All right. So if your father goes, you know you're golden because,
yeah.
You know, number one, he's number two, he's the first guy on earth that'll stop at nothing to bust your balls.
Right.
So you're clear.
But still, that being said, the comment is annoying.
Yes.
But here's the thing that really bothered me. Later on, I get an email from my cousin Larry.
Yeah.
Apologizing for Nat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He goes, hey, you know, I'm sorry he said what he is, but, you know, you can't fix an idiot. That type of thing.
Wow.
That type of thing. But I asked him, like, well, how did you know?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say anything. It's not about me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just there to pay my respect.
You're holding your head in prayer. I mean, what do you, really? You know?
Yeah.
It's like I bowed my head in silence while they're saying this, and you're talking about my freaking clothes?
Yeah, and another thing, this is what I equate it to, okay? When you and it's kind of silly, but it's in a ceremonial terms. In the Catholic Church, you get ashes. It's Ash Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay? Ash Wednesday, it is a ceremony, but it's a ceremony on a Wednesday night. People are in their work clothes. People are in there, you know.
Yes.
And it's very non-formal.
Right.
So nobody is judgmental to what you're wearing because everybody knows this is just stopping in. You came from work. You're
rushing to get it done.
Day,
yeah.
By the end of your day to do something. So right. It's very non-formal. And from what you're telling me in the Jewish terms, this is a very non-formal
ceremony. Well, the Orthodox Jews right? always dress up. But not everybody's in suits. Like I said, my dad's got a baseball cap. He's got like Dockers and shoes on.
Yeah.
And everything. This is not a full suit. Some people had suits because they had another funeral to go to.
Oh, well, right.
Hit the circuit, huh?
Yeah, sure. Sure. But here's how my cousin found out. His son, who's about 16, heard Nat say it to me because he was standing right in front of me.
Right.
And he was really upset about what Nat said to me.
Yeah.
And now I'm pissed off. I'm like, really, man? This is his grandmother.
Yeah.
Who we're paying our last respects for.
Yeah.
And you're being such a douche and everything. You know,
you've upset this kid.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Yeah.
And everything.
And he's like, really?
So he's upset, I think, on my behalf.
Yes.
And everything.
Yes.
So I go to my cousin. I go to Larry. I go, do you want me to call him up? Because, you know, I'll explain to him. Go, you know what? People are assholes. Don't worry about it. Didn't bother me.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate you being upset about it. But because he sometimes, like, he'll wear stuff. Like, he'll wear it's not flamboyant. He doesn't wear flamboyant stuff. But he'll wear, like, I've seen him at events like
more fashionable.
Yeah, more fashionable.
Stuff.
Like, his own kind of fashion sense.
Yeah.
He's a teenager. He's kind of doing his own thing and everything.
Right.
Not in a flamboyant way or anything like that.
No.
But he's not doing the standard Jewish garb.
Right.
Whatever. So maybe that kind of, like, hits to him.
It probably hit home.
But
yeah.
You want to know so what? Nat?
No, I'm talking about my
16-year-old.
The 16-year-old.
Okay.
You know, he kind of does his own thing. And he's a good kid and everything, but, you know, he's a 16-year-old. He's dressed the way, you know, not badly
or
anything.
Sitting there, and he's standing there thinking, wait a minute, you're at the solemn event, and this guy's calling the guy out on his clothes, which I don't think are so bad.
Yeah, and you want
really?
To, yeah, and you want to know something? He's probably thinking, and maybe I'm next.
Right.
You know,
of course.
You know, figure after him, now I'm going to hear stuff. you know.
But, you know, and I would have explained to him if I, but Larry said, you know what, don't know. He's like, my son realizes Nat's an idiot.
Okay.
So I just wrote back, I go, smart boy, LOL.
Yeah.
But I would have explained to him, like, listen, here's the situation. You're gonna encounter people like this in your life. You don't have to dignify everybody with a response.
Yeah.
You do you.
Yeah.
But apparently
yeah.
this guy Nat has a track record of being an idiot and saying
yes.
stupid things.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's a given. Like one of my sister-in-laws will at a family event or you know, family event will mortify people. Absolutely more. So people are just used to it. We
yeah,
but we you know, we're used to it.
Yeah, my cousin is like that. She will just say the most mortifyingly inappropriate thing at an event that I'm just like, well, where can I put her that she'll offend the least amount of people? You know,
put him in quarantine like Ebola.
And what I'm afraid of, too, is, like I said, with Joanne and I getting divorced, Joanne finally settled the estate on her parents, so they're going to be moving, so I might be over there helping to move some of the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And I know that I am just going to
You're going to be hearing some.
Well, you know what? If they're giving it to you too much, you walk out. You don't have to be there.
Would be the first time.
Yeah.
Well, no, but that's just if they can't treat you with respect and respect to the situation and
right.
appreciate the fact that you're still there helping out.
Right.
If they're going to make snide comments, you don't have to stay there.
Yeah, because yeah. I told Joanne because Joanne and I have been fighting a lot lately. And,
well, that's why you're splitting up.
I know. I'm saying that, but you know, I did tell her that you know because she was over at the house moving some stuff, getting the house ready for the new buyers on last Saturday, and I told her if you need stuff, you know, me to help you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll help you because I feel bad. You know, I do
right.
feel with everything going on. I do feel bad. And she said, "Well, when it's time to move the heavy stuff, we're probably going to need your help."
That's not
and,
okay.
Yeah, that's,
I know.
That's
and
nice.
I know my one sister-in-law is going to probably rip me to shreds.
Well, here's what's going to happen. This you're going to see if Joanne does the right thing
mm-hmm.
and intervenes
yes.
and tells her sister to shut up.
Yeah.
Joe and I have our issues, but that's our business, and he's helping our family out.
Right.
Because that's what she should do. That's what she should do so you don't get put in a bad place.
Yeah.
If she does not do that,
mm-hmm.
then you go, you know what? I really wanted to help you, but before I say something that we're all going to regret, I'm going to remove myself from the situation. And you look yeah. like the adult.
But the one thing with my crazier sister-in-law is that she's actually a very good bank. She helped with refis. She's done all the refis on my house. And it's funny, as I was doing the editing, the show's from 2012.
Yeah.
There was an issue on it where I was actually going through my refi.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning it on air.
Yeah.
How they're bringing up that we're getting divorced. And, you know, we'll probably be splitting the asset. And that was 3 years ago.
Yeah, but you don't
know,
yeah.
It was a very, yeah, well, but still, it was
you
a very.
You need me in your house. Go, hurry, serve the papers. We got a show to do.
Yeah.
All right, so this you need me. That's what you can't be expected to live your life without somebody telling you what to do. We've done that. It doesn't work for you. If you would have listened to me 3 years ago, you'd have a cat. It would be alive. You wouldn't be getting divorced. You wouldn't have left the show. You don't listen.
Yeah.
They've established this.
No, I know.
he needs me.
He needs you to light a little bonfire under his butt.
He needs me to keep him on the straight and narrow.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Joe.
To say, really, does she really need a watch? So Joe and I, we worked together this weekend.
Yeah.
We were at a church gig
mm-hmm.
for a food pantry fundraiser.
In Red Hook.
Red Hook, New York. Not Brooklyn. It's up here.
Not Brooklyn.
Oh.
No, this is about, what, about 30 minutes from Albany?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking Brooklyn. I'm like, oh, my God.
No.
Oh, okay.
Far from it, my dear.
Okay,
so,
good.
So Joe's in the parking lot before me and everything, so I pull up to Joe and everything, and Joe tells me we got to work church clean.
Oh.
And he goes, you're kidding me. And I go, did you look at the building behind us? Stupid. It's a church.
But I've done other churches where I don't have to do church clean.
Yeah, I know. You you texted me and you're like, uh-oh.
That's pretty much what it was.
And the whole thing, Davin goes, and Davin's wondering about his show, and he goes, I hope we have more chit-chat than Pip does.
Well, we'll get there. We got to set the table.
Right. Okay.
So I'm freaked out as you know, I'm kind of freaked out because I've done these before, but I haven't done them in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, one of the more recent gigs I did was similar and everything, but I'm not as familiar with my set as I used to be, and everything. And I'm a different comic now. I have a lot more Jesus-centered material.
Oh, boy! Yes!
And they don't want religious material.
Right. Oh, no. Yeah.
So it's not the cussing's really not the big issue
no,
for
no,
me.
No. It's
I
the religious
do,
stuff. You have a lot of that.
I do. It's smart. It's not all bad. It's
no.
not bad, but...
No, but you know what? What... It what you and other people would consider smart. Some people who are very religious are very have very thin skin.
Heretic might be the word.
Yes. You know, flames.
Heretic.
Flames. Brimstone.
Yeah.
That's
so,
what I'm picturing.
So this is all my mom. We start walking from the parking lot of the church to the church. And a lady comes up to us and tells us, I want you to know that if I don't laugh, it's not because you're not funny, but I'm very hard of hearing.
Oh, that was nice of her.
It is nice of her. It's very sweet of her.
Yes.
But still, now the seed is planted. Well, here's somebody who's not going to laugh. So even though she was being, the heart was coming from the right place,
yeah,
working from a good situation, now I'm not prepared for this gig. I'm coming into a church, and now I'm getting a warning of who's not going to laugh. So now listen to my head and everything.
I won't look at her. Number one.
So we walk into the gig. It's packed.
Yep.
It's packed. It's mostly blue hairs and a lot of walkers. This is not a young church going crowd.
Oh, yeah, they turned the light on. They started walking to it.
Yeah. And somebody said, let there be light. One of them hit the switch.
God.
Now, where do you think our green room was?
Oh, God. I'm trying to think about in a church, where would it be? I don't know where they hang the cloaks for the choir.
We were the green room was the actual church where they pray.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're in the church.
Yeah, we're in the church.
Oh, wow. Well.
Now, we know how I feel in places of God and organized religion. We know that I don't.
In danger?
Yeah, like my skin kind of crawls.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not my thing. It's no. Like, I don't have anything against these people. It's just not for me. Kind of like a vampire with light. Or a cross.
I was just picturing water on the Wicked Witch of the West.
I'm melting.
Now, it is worse in the temple, but still, I'm not happy.
Tom thought it was in the confessional.
It should have been. So the guy who's running it tells us if they get a few more walk-ins, we're going to be doing the actual show in the church.
If they get a few more walkers in.
That's right.
Wow.
So, because they're that packed.
They're going to sit in the actual, in the sanctuary. No.
Yes.
No.
Now, pews are not conducive for comedy. Now, Joe will tell you.
Church.
Nope.
Yeah, right.
Mirrors do not bring the ha-has. Yeah. You know, no.
The only pews with comedy, Joe will tell you, was after my set when the audience files out. That's the only pews.
Yes.
I'm sure you would have.
I'm tired tonight. Thanks for this.
Yeah, I'm sure if you were on your game.
Right on through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would have been.
It's been a long week.
Wow.
Joey's tired.
Joey's
tired. Here's a candy. Yeah. Sit on my lap.
Besides that, I'm kind of freaked out, which is kind of rare for me, because I'm usually pretty calm before a show. But the fact that I'm not working as much, I don't have the command of my act that I usually have.
Right.
And everything, where I know where to stick and move and do this, that, the other thing.
And I'm telling him, I'm like, you get it. You sit there and worry, but you get it. You get it. You figure it out.
Yeah.
You have no choice.
Well, yeah, you either do or you don't. But it's not doing me any. I don't feel any better like that. Joe's like, well, you know, a couple of years ago, remember that? We pulled it out. I'm like, yeah, but a couple of years ago, I was working more.
Right.
I had a better command of everything. Meanwhile, you know, Joe's kind of scrambling, looking at his notes, trying to figure out what he can do. Difference between Joe and myself is I don't have notes.
No.
But you want to know the difference, like I said. I mean, I felt kind of confident because I was doing a string of shows. And my rhythm is good, but I'm looking at a lot of stuff I can't do. But what you, like I said, you figure it out. I went on stage. The average I've been doing, I've been doing middle sets, and I've been going through my material. Everything has been going fine. I really had good sets, but I'm looking at my watch and stuff like that.
Right.
I slowed my cadence down on this show and switched my set around, and I figured I actually had a little more in the tank. I was supposed to do 30. I think I actually did 35.
Oh, good.
And it just gets back to what I'm saying is that you figure it out. You get into the whole mentality of the show and dial into the show and bring them in and you pull it off. That's why I was busting his shoes. I go, you do fine. And he did do fine.
But we'll get there. We'll get there. Let me paint the picture of what else is going on at this moment.
I love this. The, like, all the little details that add up to, oh, Jesus moment.
At this moment, Pip is running a show for me at a venue, which I'm told is packed, with three comics I've never hired before.
And, very well.
And Pip's never run a show for me before.
Nope.
And two of the comics are replacements for the original lineup. So I call the owner a couple days before the show. I go, listen, this comic and that comic aren't going to be there. I got this one and this one. He goes, it's not going to be a disaster, is it?
Oh, of course it is.
Oh, nice.
And what do you say to it? Yeah, it's going to suck.
Yes,
I just thought I would warn you now.
Sucks on ice.
So I got this in my head.
Better throw out some free drinks.
As that's going on, yeah. The person who hired Joe and myself for this gig in Red Hook for this church is working in Bergen Catholic in Jersey, performing for high school kids, doing 45 minutes by himself.
Oh, my God.
And he texts me. He goes, that didn't go well.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, well, how could it?
So as soon as he tells me that, I'm thinking of the whole night. I go, boy, everybody's up to their ass tonight. Nobody's skating at any show tonight.
He's like, I was opening for a band and they wouldn't. My job was to get them to sit down. They wouldn't. I go, well, you should have played Simon Says. So the guy who hired us is doing a similar type gig, but he is not the comic for that. He's not the comic for children.
Oh, boy.
Let alone Catholic high school kids.
Oh, man. Well, Catholic high school kids are not different from regular high school kids.
If the Hell's Angels had a party, he might be a little rough.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, I'm like, really? You put yourself there? This is a night where you just produce and collect the money.
Yeah.
You sit at home, eat Pop-Tarts or whatever, and collect the money.
Wow.
Yeah. So all this is
that
going. So
didn't
now,
go well.
So then, one of the ladies who's running it walks into the green room where they call it the church, and goes, you know, I'm just preparing to apologize to people tomorrow for saying, you know, explaining, you know, people get offended by different things.
Oh,
she walks in and tells us, really?
Yeah, I'm preparing to apologize for what you're about to do.
Yes.
What a terrible thing to say!
At this point, I go to Joe, and then I wound up saying it on stage, why don't they just friggin' hire jugglers and call it a day? We don't belong here! And then, you know, they'd be complaining about the juggler. Oh, I don't like the way he's cupping those balls.
Did you say that?
I said it on stage! he's juggling the pins. They're phallic. I don't like the way he's holding them. It's like, why are you having us?
Did they laugh?
They laughed.
Oh, good. Thank God. But the ones that can hear it?
Yes, but I mean, this is what we're dealing with
before we hit the stage.
Oh,
they did
God.
Everything. I'm surprised Satan didn't come in.
I should have brought my devil's cap.
Yeah, Satan's going to go, I'm going to be waiting in the car for you, too. You
know? So now I'm going through the church, finding things to riff off of for my set.
Right.
I'm like you at a garage sale. I'm trying to find a bargain, something I can use and everything.
Yes.
So I find the daily bread. You know, I guess it's the little pamphlet and everything.
Yeah.
Of course it is. What else would it be called?
Yes. So that's their pamphlet.
Okay.
So when I go on stage, go, yeah, I was looking through the daily bread. I got a little disappointed. I didn't see any rye.
Nice.
Because I'm Jewish.
Yes. I got that
but
part.
But that kind of plays to my advantage because I'm exotic. But anyway.
Yes.
So now.
Exotic.
To them. Yeah.
So Joe's on. Yeah. To them I am. Kind of like you are when you play a Jewish gig. So Joe's on stage and he's having a very good set. And
good.
You know, he's doing a good job and everything. The difference is Joe's been working a lot and he only has to do 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I have been working a lot. I got more pressure on me. I got to close and everything. So I'm really trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do.
Yeah.
The host, who is a very nice guy, did a nice job and everything.
Really nice dude.
Is talking my ear off. Normally, I don't care. Because, as I've said before on the show, I don't have a pregame ceremony. You know, I don't have anything I need to do.
Oh, I would be so, so, so annoyed.
Yeah, but he was talking when I was up there, too, because I heard the two little hens talking. But he's, like, talking my head off while Joe's on stage. And
you're trying to, like, think through, what can I do?
What can I do? I guess it works. I guess it works two ways. Because when I was talking, he's a very nice guy.
Really, yeah,
I was looking forward to be working with him again. But he's a nice guy. But I go, yeah, I wonder if David can hear me out there, because it was funny when I'm on stage, I can hear you guys.
We didn't hear you guys. You heard him.
I was about to go, you guys shut up, man. You know.
Yeah, you too. But the thing is, he's done with his set.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's got nothing to worry about and everything. Now, the two of you are done with your set. You have nothing to worry about. That, you know, meanwhile, I'm still up there fighting for my life.
Sure.
So.
Trying to walk on the water.
And I can't do one of my new favorite bits, which is the Teenage Jesus, which I talk about. It turned out, though, the set went really well. I was really pleased.
It did.
it was, you know, I did a lot of material. I riffed and everything. I did say, now this was a Reformed church and everything. So okay. I did kind of do this thing, go, ah, it's all the same to me. And then I go, oh, no, I know the difference. In this church, the children are safe.
Whoa! Did they laugh?
Some.
They don't like Catholics in that church.
No.
I did my, nope. I goes, I'm plumbing a cat, and this woman said, no. And looked at me, you know. And I'm
like, are you crazy? Why would they be here?
I felt like I said, I don't renounce Satan, lady. Holy smokes. And I go, what, are you ready to start a crusade? I got it. All right. No. Yeah, they don't like Catholics in that place.
No.
Boy, oh boy.
So at one point, I'm riffing with the audience. And somebody goes, an audience member goes, a different audience member goes to me. He goes, I paid good money for this, and I don't want any made-up jokes.
What?
That was my reaction. That was pretty much everything. I'm like,
you want me to be a cover band?
I said, do you think these jokes are facts? Do you think that's what I said to him. I go, do you think an archaeologist discovered these jokes 30 years ago and I'm here to report them to you?
It's a comedy show, not C-SPAN. Right?
Yeah, I was like, dude, I don't even know what to do with that.
I don't even understand what that means.
Yeah.
Did he explain?
No, but I just goofed on his stupid ass.
Of course. Did people laugh at it?
Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Okay, cool. Because I'm like, what the hell, dude?
So it was a really good show. So we just did this church gig. Joe has a very good set. I'm actually pleased with my set and everything. I gave out a bunch of our CD and everything. Because what I do is I packaged it with my T-shirts and DVDs. I sell, you know what, you buy a T-shirt, DVD, I'll give you a free CD from our radio show and everything.
Wow.
And Joe's like,
that crowd?
Yeah, that's what Joe's reaction is. Yeah.
I flipped out. There was this nice 80-year-old lady.
No, gonna listen about my ass.
How about me blasting my sauce like some girl's butt?
That's the opening track.
5 minutes into the damn CD, and watch it. She's got a walker, and she's there, and I can see.
I think a lot of them are listening tonight. They said they were going to tune into the show and listen.
Let's see what that nice boy that came on stage said. And I blew my sauce on her thigh and had to go to work.
Oh,
and I'm like, what are you doing?
God.
What are you doing?
I'm making fans. I'm not the one who did that horrible thing.
They'll probably laugh. I go, really?
Oh, no. I can't believe it.
But the CD, if they bought the CD's filthy.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when I was newer. But even the one from Iraq, this Cursey and everything. I mean, if they're buying the merchandise, they kind of want to see the other side of it and everything.
You know what? God bless their souls.
Some of them said they'd be listening tonight. So if you are, hello. Thank you guys for listening.
Hi.
But yeah, Joe did that. He's a terrible human being. I didn't. And you heard
disgust. I was drunk and I was horny.
Well, you got two of those three things working for you still.
Funny.
So what's going on with you, Joe?
Coming back from that gig was unbelievable. I couldn't stay awake.
Oh, no.
I couldn't stay awake. I had to pull over three times. One time the cops pull up.
What?
And because I'm on the side of the road.
We should have driven together. You would have been fine.
This is way after where, you know, you
were. Were you in Long Island?
No, I was still upstate.
That's what I'm saying. We should have driven together.
It didn't make sense.
Well, you would have had to pull over three times.
But you know what? Basically, it was just a straight run on the Taconic. I didn't have to come up by you. So I'm going down, and there was one time on the thruway, I just had to pull over. And then, you know, it's like when you wake up and there's a flashlight in your face.
Oh God! Yeah.
Well, so you're napping on a highway.
Yeah,
on the shoulder.
On the shoulder of the highway.
That's not safe.
You know what though? Driving when you're asleep isn't a better idea.
No, you're not so good at it when you're awake. So yeah,
I'm a damn good driver.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Really? How many pictures do we have to have of you with your stupid iPhone during a snowstorm? I didn't crash.
Yeah, right. And at least I wasn't on the phone with somebody when they ran into a truck.
I wanted a witness. What's that crushing noise? My car.
You know about that? I'm on the phone with Dumbbellies in Georgia.
Michigan.
Michigan. And he's like, yeah, well, we really got to get a crunch.
That's true.
I go, what happened? I ran into a truck.
No, a truck ran into me.
Oh, okay, because it was my suggestion. You would have drove into a train. But, but
go on, Joe. So,
oops.
So anyway, I wake up to like a flashlight in my face.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
it's better than a can of produce like usual.
Like the pictures from last night.
Or a blast on your leg.
Yeah. So I wake up and I go, hi, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, can you roll down your window, sir? I'm okay. And it's weird. I'm sober as a judge.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's proof I got water and Red Bull on the seat, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I roll down the window and he goes, you okay, sir? And I'm like, yeah. I go, I'm a comic and I'm coming from Red Hook. and I was driving down. I just got drowsy on the road, and I'm not thrilled about pulling over, but I don't want to be a hazard to kill somebody, you know?
Yeah.
But all right. Because
you really are playing it up, aren't you? Those are two things that you always do. You really are painting a picture for the office. I don't want to be a hazard, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't
you?
Or kill somebody.
I think Sharky, if Sharky could talk and think his own thoughts, go, you should see what we were snapping pictures of while we were driving.
So
what'd he say?
So he goes, oh, you're a comic. And I go, yeah. He goes, you got a joke?
Oh, what a joke.
And now I got to find a joke half asleep.
Yeah.
So I told the story about the guy that he goes up to God, and he goes, look, God, I want a two-way highway going across the ocean with pull-offs and islands and stuff like that. I want it to go from the United States to Europe. And God goes, all right, you know, I could do it, but it's going to be a tremendous engineering undertaking. It's going to take thousands of years to do and stuff like that. Is there anything else you want? And he goes, all right, I want to understand women. He goes, you want one lane or two?
Good thing it was a male officer.
That's always my standard, yes. Joe. That was my
Joe's show. Prepared. He runs into the cops a lot on the highway.
So he goes, all right. He goes, just be careful and stuff like that.
All right.
So I drive
cool.
And then I get back to the island. And there was a pull-off lane about 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
And then I had to pull off there and sleep.
Really?
Because the thing is, when you drive a long distance, you know, you ever notice when you leave a road gig, like or upstate where we were, like up by Albany, people go, are you okay to drive? Yeah, I'm okay to drive now.
Yes.
The trick is...
You woke me up. Thank you, officer.
2 hours from now.
2 hours, 3 hours now.
Yep.
We're back home on the island.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, you get this thing, it's a complacency. And it gets very scary.
Yes.
And that was a rough. I had to sleep that one off.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. There have been times where we were driving back from Massachusetts after a visit with my mother-in-law, and I would just be we'd be leaving at these god awful hours, like going up and coming back. We'd do these kamikaze weekend things, and it would be like god o'clock in the morning, and I'm driving, and you know it would be my turn to drive, and he'd be sleeping, and I'd be like, oh god. You know, please, please let me stay awake to get home. It was scary.
Well, my schedule last week was absolutely brutal. I have, out of maybe two or three weeks out of the year, I have a very brutal one. I've had two brutal weeks. This past week, we had I had rehearsal on Monday. We had our show Tuesday. Wednesday, I was down at Uncle Vinny's.
Right.
Thursday, I was at Dangerfields. I had to do a 10:30 spot at Dangerfields. Friday, I had to go up by Hartford with Paul Bond.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then Saturday, I had to go up by Albany with Davin. So after that, I mean, when I went up to Hartford with Paul Bond, I got in the car. Paul was driving, and I'm in the car for 5 minutes, and everything started to hit me, and I'm like, I'm starting to get drowsy. And I go, Paul, if you don't mind if I could just, like, crash for five, I'm so sorry. I couldn't stay away. I think my next shot at sleep might be Thursday.
My next shot at sleep?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anything else?
That's it.
Pip?
Well.
Okay. She looks at me. All right.
Well, you know, I went and ran the room for Davin. And it
was Casa Bianca.
And it was out in God's country where they have no streetlights. It's just so dark there when you're driving at night. And I'm glad that I had Mr. Helix with me, because even though I carefully wrote down the directions and I was following them and everything was going exactly to plan, and, you know, I looked online, I was very confident about where I was going. You know how, like, it just gets, you're driving along and then there's no streetlights, and then you stop seeing stores and you start thinking, oh, my God, I'm going out into the woods and someone's going to kill me.
I think, oh, my God, I don't think I'm going the right way.
Yeah. And so I'm like, did you? And I would second guess myself at that point and think I must have passed the turn.
That's why you should have hooked up the GPS you bought 3 years ago.
I know I should have done.
Not
3 years ago.
Two.
Probably two.
It's when we were going out to the compound. That was 12.
Yeah. We'll do it. But so I had, my GPS was Mr. Helix. So we're, both of our eyes are scanning for
recalibrate,
the
turns. You pain in the ass.
Yeah. Stop telling me to recalibrate. Wonk with my shoe. So then we're driving along, and I'm like, it's got to be someplace soon because this can't. And then we're like, oh, thank God, there it is. It looks like, yeah, that's it. So we drive in, and we're just on time when I'm supposed to be there. But I don't really, I kind of understand what I'm supposed to do, but I'm not exactly sure this is all going to work. I don't know what the people I'm going to meet look like. My contact has one initial for a name. I don't know what I'm doing exactly.
It's true.
You know? So
it's not even a vowel.
So I drive into the parking lot, and we're looking for parking. I had to go or back around, and there's this, you know how, like, there's all the nice places to parking, and then there's over by the dumpsters kind of parking? You know, where, like, the helpers...
That's usually where you entertain the Mexicans.
Usually. In my inimitable way.
Yes.
But, so there's one spot over in the corner, and it's up against this wall, and it's difficult to get into because it's so crowded in this corner, the way everybody's parking. But I'm like, it's the last spot in the friggin'... I don't know where to go. So I start going in there, and I'm thinking, I don't know if my husband's going to be able to get out if it's going to be too tight against the wall for him to open the door. So I go, do you want to get out of the car? And he goes, no, it will be fine. I'm just angling into the spot, and I don't know where my eyes were at that second, but he goes, is that a dog? And I look up to see what he's looking at, and between the wall and another wall, there's a little tiny narrow crack, and there's a bear looking at us.
Wow.
A bear.
Wow.
And we're like, what? It took a while for
so it had to be a small bear.
It was a baby bear.
Yeah, but you then around a baby bear.
Yeah,
a mama bear.
A mama bear.
Wow. That's when you die.
It took me a second for my eyes to compute. Like, that is a bear. And we're like, and it stuck its head out. It was like a cartoon. It stuck its head out, and it looked at us kind of dopily.
Hey, yo.
It brought its head back in. It stuck its little head back out. Meanwhile,
hey, Pip Helix, can you get me something off of the buffet?
Hey, you got a picnic basket? I mean, he really was, like, popping his head out, putting it back in, popping his head out, and we're just sitting
there. I don't
like
things that could kill you staring at me as I'm trying to do a gig.
I know.
Because there's enough stress.
Well, you've seen audience before.
I'd rather have them.
They're staring at you the same way.
You don't have cause.
So,
depends where you work.
So we just stopped the car, and we're both staring at it, like, Do you know
what the move is? What's the bear
move?
You have to get bear move.
You have to get in there.
This is the only spot. I'm on time, but I gotta get in there.
You don't want to park down the block because there could be more bears, and now you're exposed more.
I'm like, this is bear.
Do you honk the horn?
What do I do? Like, will that just bring more of them?
Maybe you honk the horn and hope that a couple Mexicans come out from the kitchen, and the bear eats the Mexicans, and then you could run in.
No, I'm thinking I hung
the... I want to run for my life into the gig.
Thank you!
Well, you've run out for your life after the gig before.
And that's true.
Tom says, yes, I would like to produce your show tonight, says the bear. No. I'm thinking if I honk the horn, that's like ringing the dinner bell, and Mom's going to come running. Oh, good,
no,
humans, you know? Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You're not really equipped for this. You're going to a nice banquet hall, and there's a bear staring at you.
You got to outrun a bear.
The car and the headlights don't scare this thing.
I guess we all had a rough night.
Yeah, so I'm like...
Actually, Joe, the church ladies were a little better than dealing with a wild animal.
So I'm like, and Neil goes, oh, great. So we were going to, you know, get out of the car, honey, and wait for me to angle in here. He goes, great. So I would have been a snack. You would have been pulling out and driving back home.
Shit, yeah.
Now, fortunately, in your car, I'm sure there was a lot of food products that you could have thrown at the bear.
I'm not feeding it. Then we'd never get out because it'll be like, more snacks.
Did you scare the bear off?
No, I pulled out. I backed down to the...
See what he says.
I'm like, no parking space there.
Yeah, you know, I don't blame her.
I'm not going to park. I'm not getting out of the car when I know there's a bear.
No, you can't walk into the bear.
No.
No.
No. So I'm like...
That's not the move.
I go, no.
Bear in the
park. So
stinks,
I pull...
Stinks.
It's a good gig.
It's a good gig just getting into it's horrendous.
200 other people managed to do it without incident.
I know. Where?
Maybe they're hanging up on a dumpster, Joe. Maybe that's the issue.
I can just see if Pip got attacked. And she's in bandages in the hospital. And you would say something like that.
Well, no,
if the other 100 people
you know what happened?
Yes.
Pip would call
that. This prick would have said that.
Pip would have called me on Tuesday, listen, I got bear wounds. I'm not going to make the gig. And I would have gone, Joe, you know what? I'm sick of these fucking excuses. I don't believe it. This is a new one. A bear really did it. I don't think she wants to do the show anymore. That's how the conversation would have gone. I would have need to see a wound.
I know. And I would have shown you. Look at it! Look at the festering wound!
Those cats are getting big in her house. Oh, my God,
you
know?
The bear that we wound up getting the bear? Yeah, well, you know, the woods kind of suck. They're trying to shoot at me.
Pip was delicious.
Pastor Honey Dav.
Yeah. It'd be the only show with a bear.
Yeah, really.
Terrible.
We call the show The Bear Necessity.
Anyway.
Okay, so, So I pull out of the spot.
And she's the one that had to encounter the bear. It's a shame you couldn't talk to it. Then I would have rooted for the bear to eat.
I would have put together a duo. Let's not complain to Bear once more.
No bears want to work with a keyboardist, yeah.
Joe. Joe and Boo Boo.
Maybe a honey jug, but no keyboardist.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. A bear's complaining about money.
You're complaining about the bear saying he's the looker in the band.
I write the music. I brush my hair.
He's always growling.
Bear's talking about other caves you guys might be playing. You're all excited.
Bear says we got a contract. He's going.
I'm bitching. Joe, I don't get it. All I hear when I hear the bear say, rah, 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 rah.
Joe just spit it.
If somebody I know is listening, I told you the story about when he does that, he just did. I told a friend of mine, I go during the show sometimes, and we'll tell a joke, and while I'm sipping something, and I'll spit something out.
Sorry, Joe, I'm not really working during your libations. I'm just doing my show.
But he's working
on
it.
Listening, it just happened.
But he's learning. He spit it back in the cup instead of all over the board.
He's smarter than the average bear. There you go. Not as funny, but smarter. So you survived.
Well, so I pull out of the spot. I'm like, there's no way we're parking here. And so my husband and I look at each other and go, what the hell? This is a new one. What the hell do we... We've had parking problems before, but what the hell do you do?
That doesn't happen in the city.
No.
Should have taken the valet parking.
Let me tell you, see some of the rats in the city? The bear would go...
Dicey neighborhoods, rats, homeless. Never bears before. So now I'm feeling like a real city slicker. I'm like, oh my God, what do I do?
Now you feel like somebody that cares for your life.
Well, now we go down this... There's a side street right next door. Like, maybe we could park on the side street. No parking. Don't even think about parking. Fuck you. Don't park. Signs all down the street.
No parking. The bear put them up.
Yes, he did.
That stupid bear. Lured you right in.
Just see poor Prince where he pounded the sign. Gung, gung, gung.
Honey dripping off the signs. Yeah. We knew we'd been there. You know? So we're like, no way. And there's a little, we see the little alleyway that he's gone down. We're like, this is the entrance way to his little... Yeah.
Really? And the alleyway to the gig is where the bears run?
Yeah, so the alleyway on this street leads over to where he was. And I'm like, no. So we're like, what do we do? So there's a store next to the place, and I'm like, screw it. I'm parking here. They can tow me, whatever. At least I'm not going to get mauled. So we go in, and I figure, look, there's going to be people coming out of here later. I better tell somebody. So first of all, I run into somebody who, you know, is the son of the owner, and I talk to him for a second, and I go, he says he's going to go get the owner, and I go, and he comes up to me looking serious, and I go, hi, you know, I introduce myself, tell him what I'm doing there, and I said, I don't want to alarm you, but there's a bear in the back. He goes, yes, I feed him.
Really? Julia?
Yes, this is what he says, and I look at him like, I am not in Kansas anymore. What?
He's your pet?
He goes, oh, yes, we have bear all the time. I feed him.
It's like, that's what the sign says not to do. You don't feed the bears.
You don't feed them. And no, but he said it several times. So I'm like, and he says it all serious, like, oh, you bother me for this kind of thing.
Why
and I'm like,
are you feeding the bear?
I'm like, wow, I pissed off the owner because I told him there's a bear in the backyard, and he doesn't care.
Now all the other bears won't frequent his dumpster. He's going to get a bad name because of you, stupid. What you did?
I don't know. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this.
No, because you think you're actually doing something smart. Say, hey, you got 200 plus people in here. And we should alert them that there's wildlife outside that is capable of eating them.
Right. Could you imagine if I just like was... Just like so self-absorbed, I'm like, well, we got away from the bear. Let's not tell the 200 people that are inside.
Yeah, fuck.
You know,
but they'll
figure
it out.
He's like, don't worry about it. And then I tell the son, he goes, oh yeah, they're always there. And I'm like,
now I'm worried.
They're not just pigeons. Don't park way in the back.
But the place, because the comedy shows sell out so much, there's no place else to park.
But maybe the bears are so well. Maybe the bears are so well fed, they're not going to bother you.
I don't know what
they can't be hungry. They're feasting on good chow.
No, the food's good stuff.
It is, but I don't know what the plan is. It's like you're feeding them. That's going to bring them back, and that's going to bring mommy too. I just
maybe the bears pay are good tippers.
I don't know. Later when I the contact with One Initial wasn't there, so the owner came out and paid me after the gig, and I said, I gotta tell you, I was pretty amused that you were so nonchalant about the bear. And then he's cracked a smile. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, for the show, aren't we? We can all laugh at the wildlife.
You know what the funny thing is? You see the bears are at the show. So where are you guys from? By the dumpster.
Who here was rummaging through trash?
What do you do for a living, sir? I'm a bear.
Yeah, it turns out he was...
We're not talking about a gay guy, are we?
Turns out he was one of the comics you'd never seen his act before.
Bear did a quick five, brought a couple cubs.
It's a bringer show.
So we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You can listen to Davin's Den Live every Tuesday on davinsden.com, iHeartRadio, The Indie Authority, ruthlessradio.fm, talksuperstation.com, cyannetradio.com, and Clutch and Wiggle. iHeart is now carrying Davin's Den. You'll find all of our old shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps, so you can listen live on your mobile devices on platforms including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. You can download previous shows from the following places: davincomedy.com, davinsden.com, stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, ruthlessradio.fm. iHeartRadio can only be heard in the U.S.